Hello, everybody. Joe from Stop and Think News. Have a show for you today with a couple of different things I wanted to talk about news-wise. But then I want to kind of talk about the eclipse, because I've written an article about it breaking down exactly why the eclipse is not going to be this big, scary deal that they're trying to make it seem like it's going to be. But I think most people, other than maybe some folks in my chats and stuff, kind of didn't see it. So we're still getting the same clickbait, fear-mongering nonsense that we've been getting since, I don't know, January, the end of January. So we'll talk about that at the end. But what I would like to do now is we're going back to one of my, as I said, and played, I think, probably two videos so far, for this show. We're going back to Don't Walk, Run Productions, because we have to talk about Joe Biden here, and he does a great job of breaking it all down. So let me get this video loaded up for you, and we will go ahead and take a listen to it, because it's hilarious. 1 second. There we go. All right. So here we go. This video, as you can see, is titled Joe Biden and His Caregiver Are Interviewed by TV Weatherman, which is literally what's happening in this clip. So here, let me play this. I don't really, it's not super long, but it's super funny. So I just, because he does a great job. So I'm just going to play this and you can listen and probably laugh like I did.
This is Joe Biden, the resident of the United States. On Monday, April 1st, the White House held its annual Easter egg roll, and this year's theme was special. Here's Biden's caretaker, Dr. First Lady, to explain.
And Dr. Biden, what's the theme this year? This is something close to your heart.
It is. You know, I've been a teacher for over 30 years, so this is education. So as you can see, there's something for everybody here. So we have science projects, we have phys ed class, you can learn about the solar eclipse that's coming, we have a reading nook, we have dinosaurs, something for everybody, because reading, because education just doesn't happen in the classroom.
We have a physics class in education.
Oh my God, can you just let kids be kids and let them celebrate Easter like normal children?
You know, 1878, this started with Rutherford B. Hayes. I think I met him, but, what is it?
A classmate of mine.
He was one of your classmates.
Yes, we get it. Joe Biden is old.
So here we are. You're in what's probably your final campaign. And
probably? Is Al Roker suggesting that Joe Biden loses in 2024, that he could run again in 2028 or beyond? Jesus Christ.
You know, and people are like saying, well, I don't know. I'm not so crazy about whatever I've got. What's your message to people about why they've got to engage and get out there to vote?
People are saying, well, I don't know. I'm not so crazy about whatever I've got. I have no idea what that's supposed to mean. Isn't Al Roker like a weatherman or something?
Well, I think people are going to surprise people again. They're going to engage. An overwhelming response when we're out in the road. Look, we have tens of thousands of people contributing $5, $10 a pop.
So the question was, why should people engage and go out and vote? And Joe Biden's response is, we have tens of thousands of people giving us money. Got it.
I mean, I just think people are so tired of the negativity that is propagated.
So the most divisive president in my lifetime is worried about negativity. That's rich.
Trump and the extreme MAGA Republicans are a clear and present danger to our democracy. Far more Americans from every background and belief who reject the extreme MAGA ideology than those that accept it. We must be stronger, more determined, and more committed to saving American democracy than MAGA Republicans are to to destroying American democracy.
So Captain Democracy not only routinely demonizes half the country, but he constantly lies about Donald Trump.
Remember, during the pandemic, Donald Trump told us to inject ourselves with bleach. He said there's nothing to worry about if you do that.
He told Americans all they had to do was inject bleach in themselves. Remember that? Not a joke. You'd think I'm making this up if you just take a real shot of UV light.
Again, Trump never said any of that. Even PolitiFact rated Biden's claim as mostly false. Because, you know, you can never say that a Democrat is completely false. Seriously, I dare you to find the video clip with that exact quote. You can't because it doesn't exist.
After another shooting in Iowa recently, he said, when asked what to do about it, he said, just get over it. There's his quote, just get over it.
So is Joe Biden correctly quoting Donald Trump? Spoiler alert, he's not. Here's the unedited clip of Trump in Sioux City, Iowa, because you likely haven't seen it.
Before going further, I want to send our support and our deepest sympathies to the victims and families touched by the terrible school shooting yesterday in Perry, Iowa. To the entire community, we love you, we pray for you, and we ask God to heal and comfort really the whole state and the pain that you have. This is something that's very unique to your state. We're really with you as much as anybody can be. It's a very terrible thing that happened. And it's just horrible to see that happening. That's just horrible. So surprising to see it here. But we have to get over it. We have to move forward. We have to move forward. But to the relatives and to all of the people that are so devastated right now, to a point they can't breathe, they can't live, we are with you all the way. We're with you and we love you and cherish you.
So two things. A, Joe Biden said that Trump was asked what to do about it, which didn't happen, and said that Trump's answer was just get over it, which again, didn't happen. I'll play Biden's claim again because I just need you to see this lie.
When asked what to do about it, he said, just get over it. There's his quote, just get over it.
But that wasn't his quote. He's literally putting words into Trump's mouth, suggesting that Trump was annoyed and saying it like, look, just get over it, okay? Joe Biden is not only a disgusting liar, but he's also a very evil and very immoral person.
I'm honest.
Anyway, the weatherman's interview continued with more lies and more Biden BS.
When people are saying, you know, but Mr. President, I'm feeling, my buck isn't going as far. What do you say to those folks about the economy and what's going on?
Well, I say we have the best economy in the world. We got to make it better. We really do have the best economy in the world.
So Al Roker is basically asking, how do you win over people who think the economy sucks? And Joe Biden's response is, we have the best economy in the world. The reality is that Joe Biden and the Democrats are completely out of touch with working Americans. A recent Fox News poll found that 73% of registered voters rate the economy negatively. And Joe Biden's response, oh, we're the best economy in the world, it doesn't mean anything to people who are struggling to pay their bills or can't afford to purchase a home because of record high mortgage rates.
Jobs are up more than they've ever been.
But this is a meaningless statement, since throughout history, there's almost always been more jobs than there's ever been, with the exception of recessions and economic downturns, of course. And the fact that Joe Biden is like, oh, there are more jobs than ever, it doesn't mean anything. For example, there's the labor force participation rate, which is the percentage of the population that is either working or actively looking for work. The LFPR is lower under Joe Biden than it was under President Trump. And according to the Bureau of Labor Statistics, we've lost more than 1.8 million full-time jobs since November of last year. And those full-time jobs are missing thanks to the Biden-Obama administration's poor economic policies. In an attempt to curb 40-year high inflation, the Federal Reserve raised interest rates to 5.33%, the highest they've been in more than two decades. A higher interest rate makes it harder for companies to raise capital to invest in new technology and infrastructure or generally expand their business. You know, things that create new jobs. And when there's an economic downturn or even the threat of one, companies tend to lay off their employees. And for the average consumer, high interest rates force the tightening of finances. When they have to spend more on mortgages and credit cards and student loans, they have less money to spend on everything else, which in turn affects the economy. And when customers are threatened with potential layoffs, they tend to hold off making big purchases, you know, like buying a home or purchasing a new car, and that negatively affects the economy. And it can all be traced back to the Biden administration.
That's Bidenomics in action. You think I'm kidding?
We have people who just, but people, look, I think we're going to find out that what happened as a consequence of the crisis we had in health is have a lasting effect. And we just got to get people to move again.
So instead of taking any responsibility, Biden's like, oh, it's because of COVID and people aren't moving. What the hell?
Yeah, and how are you feeling going into this last campaign?
I feel great. You know, I've been traveling across the country. People are ready to go, and we're going to win this.
Oh, sure. You can trust the woman who compared Latinos to tacos. We're going to win this. However, all the polling suggests otherwise. According to a new Wall Street Journal poll, Trump leads Biden in 6 of 7 battleground states, including Arizona, Georgia, Michigan, North Carolina, Nevada, and Pennsylvania. And in Wisconsin, Trump and Biden are tied.
Okay. Feel that Joe will be reelected.
But when these polls, like the Wall Street Journal one, land in the White House and he's losing in all the battleground states.
No, he's not losing in all the battleground
all but one.
States. He's coming up and he's even or doing better. So you know what?
Even or doing better.
People are excited, and I really feel like, you know, people know the choice this election. They can choose chaos or they can choose, you know, steady. Wisdom.
Don't mess with the women of America unless you want to get the benefit.
Once people start to focus in and they see their two choices, it's obvious that Joe will win this election.
All right.
Two choices? It's not a two-choice race, honey, because you're forgetting that several others are running for president, including Robert F. Kennedy Jr. A poll conducted by left-wing think tank Data for Progress shows that in a six-way race, Trump wins with 42% of the vote. And that poll is not an outlier. In a five-way race between Trump, Biden, Kennedy, Cornel West, and Jill Stein, Trump consistently comes out on top. And this should be good news for Trump supporters. Yes, there are several months to go before the election, and anything can happen, but it's all pretty encouraging. Well, not to Joe Biden, of course.
Do you know any polling is accurate these days?
Anyway, that's it for now. Follow me on X, Don't Walk Run. And while you're at it, subscribe to the channel. As always, thanks for tuning in, and I hope to see you next time. If there is next time.
All right, so just in reference to that video, let me knew that was going to start autoplaying. Just in reference to that particular video, this just came out today. Let me get it bigger for you, or get it back on the screen, get it bigger on the screen for you. All right, so for those of you listening to the show, I promise I will read this for you. But if you haven't heard, 99 cent only stores to close in 4 states. So price point retailer chain 99 cents only announced on Thursday that it was planning to close down all its, I thought it should be all of its, but whatever, 371 stores across 4 states and would start liquidation sales on Friday. So what we're seeing here is 99 cent stores are even closing because they cannot function in this amazing Biden economy. Okay, we must ignore this though. We need to ignore this because you know, the Biden administration is telling us that all is fine, all is well. The economy's doing great under Bidenomics or whatever you want to call it. I can't believe they adopted that. But we're seeing evidence to the contrary. Illinois factories are I think it was Illinois or Indiana, factories have just, they're making mass layoffs. New Jersey, Georgia, Florida, mass layoffs. Mass layoffs in Michigan, mass layoffs in Pennsylvania. Like, it's mass layoffs. There's no COVID. There's no COVID. You cannot blame COVID. Your false nonsense where you added so many jobs to the economy was literally, to anybody with two brain cells scraping together, anybody like that knows that what happened was where you replaced the jobs that your party forced people out of during COVID over the sniffles. You caused the problem and then ended the problem to where now it's even being considered to be just the flu, but we still see all these stupid news outlets pushing COVID. Oh, these are the states with the highest rates of COVID. Like, trying to still fear-monger and propagandize on it. Right? Because out of one side of their mouth, they're telling the truth. Yeah, COVID was never really that serious, and it's to be taken as the flu now. Out of the other side of their mouth, they need an excuse for this awful freaking economy, right? Unfortunately for them, the states that were listed were largely blue states, and my state was one of them. I think Alaska was about the reddest state that there was, and I'm not even so sure Alaska's that red anymore. So, you have that happening. And then I wanted to talk about this as well. Let me try to get this back in the picture a little better here. There we go. This is from the Federalist community. They want me to start my free trial. Wow. Maybe I won't be talking about this. See, guys, you could have got some. There we go. New study shows McKinsey's studies promoting DEI profitability were garbage. Could have told you that. A report out last month shows that the studies from the global consulting firm McKinsey & Company showing a correlation between diversity, equity, inclusion, DEI programs, and significant profits were based on junk research. Go frickin' figure. The 30-page paper published in Econ Journal Watch found that studies conducted by the consulting giant in 2015, 18, 20, and 23 could not be verified to find significant results reporting or supporting conclusions that favor DEI regimes, corporate DEI regimes. Our results indicated that despite our imprimatur, are they trying to say premature? I don't know. I guess I've never heard that word. Often given to McKinsey's 2015, 18, 20, 23 studies, researchers concluded McKinsey's studies neither conceptually in terms of the correct definition of casualty, nor empirically in terms of their set of large U.S. public firms support the argument that large U.S. public firms can expect an on average to deliver improved financial performance if they increase the racial, ethnic diversity of their executives. In other words, McKinsey studies were touting diversity were not reliable. So I don't need to read this whole thing. You get the gist, and you knew this. You knew that they weren't reliable. We all did. You don't hire people based on race. I mean, okay. So you're hiring somebody that's not white into a top-level position based on nothing more than the way that their skin looks or what their background is as far as, like, their heritage or if they're immigrants or if they're even illegals. And you expect your company to get better because you based hiring practices on the way somebody looks, which is unconstitutional, for one, over what their qualifications are. And that is literally what DEI is. If DEI was putting backwoods, as the left would call them, rednecks, into these same positions, this would have ended a long time ago, right? Low education, whatever, if they were white, backwoods, just freaking, you know what I mean? Like, the people that you see on documentaries in the mountains and stuff, if they were putting these people into these top-level CEO positions, A, that would never happen. But if they were, this would have ended long ago. But because the people that they're putting in these positions are non-white and they have all these special labels, you know, oh, I my pronouns are whatever. I don't even know all of them because I don't care, but you see what I'm saying. And on top of it, I'm black. And on top of it, I am immigrated here illegally. They put them in. There's literally DEI is just diversity, equity, and inclusion. Meaning you're giving people who normally would not get that job based on what they can do a job. Because they're diverse, they need the equity, and they need to be included. Tell me how that's supposed to help any business by putting people that can't do a job necessarily into that position. We've seen the outcome. We've seen the outcome. Look what happened to Bud. Look what's happening to Planet Fitness. I can guarantee you they've done it. All these companies, by the way, are on the ESG, which I've written an article about. You can find it on Stop and Think News if you look through. The ESG score is killing businesses, started by somebody who is a nobody, who is just an activist, basically, who weaseled their way into the corporate world and found a way to destroy corporations. These same corporations, mind you, that the left now embraces and hugs and loves because they'll put a gay pride flag once a month on their pages on social media and so on. And they'll make advertisements, you know, oh, look at this white couple or this white lady with this black guy or this black guy with a Mexican lady, or, and, you know, they do all this nonsense because really at the end of the day, what the plan is, the 2030 agenda and beyond, they don't want somebody to look like me. And they don't, if you're non-white and you're watching or listening to this, they don't want them to look like you either. They want everybody meshed together so they're easier to control. They don't want people that are white and proud. They don't want people that are black and proud. They don't want people that are Hispanic and proud. They don't want proud Asians. They don't want any of this. They want it all mixed together because then you have no identity at all. At all. Everybody's everything. And now we can control you. It's the same thing with keeping people stupid, which I'm getting into right now because you need to see this article. This is crazy. So, Seattle closes gifted and talented schools because they had too many white and Asian students with consultant branding black parents who complained about move tokenized. Seattle ended its gifted and talented program due to racial inequities. Teachers are now required to make individual learning plans for all students. Some parents fear their students will get left behind and slow their progress. Seattle has shuttered its gifted and talented programs because the school board determined they have too many white and Asian students. Can you imagine the world we live in where, okay, you know what? So you have too many white and Asian students because those are the ones that we're trying, right? Those were the ones that were trying to make it in this particular school. They're not saying there are none of the other. There's just too many of the one. Did you guys only take those in at higher rates? Or was it that there were more of those that were available for your school? And this is the same school system that intentionally destroys inner city school programs, keeping people that they will tell you are black and brown dumb intentionally. These inner city schools are literally, they have encouraged kids to leave school to go protest for a dead fentanyl overdose user person. They have encouraged them to go and protest instead of learning about Earth and Earth Day. They have intentionally littered their walls with gay pride flags and pronoun nonsense and all this and that, rather than actual history, the Constitution, what it takes to get ahead in life, how to make money in the world, how to balance a checkbook half these kids can't even read, analog clocks. But we're worried about the color of the kids that are actually, you know, surviving and thriving in these awful public school systems. Right? That's the big concern. The district began phasing out its highly capable cohort schools and classrooms for advanced students in the 2021 to 2021 school year because they found it had too many racial inequities. School bosses said black and Hispanic students were underrepresented at the schools. Okay, and? According to Seattle Public School data, of the highly capable students in the 2022 to 2023 school year, 52% were white, 16% were Asian, and 3.4% were black. I'm actually surprised the Asian percentile is that low. But, okay, and there you go. And instead of addressing the problem, which is that the public schools that many of these black kids go to are failing them, so they'll never make it into a school like this, we're just going to punish all the students who actually worked hard. Some of who went to these exact same schools, right? They just worked harder. They're not being, well, I shouldn't say that because white kids listen to this rap junk too. But for the most part, they have a support structure. Democrats have destroyed black children's support structures. They've encouraged single-parent households. They've encouraged all of the nonsense you see going on, and then they turn around and blame white people. I live out here in the woods. I don't do shit to anybody. So it ain't my fault. But I can tell you, it's Democrat policies that are making that number so low. But we're not allowed to say that, right? So during a January 22nd, 2020 school board meeting, parents of black students in the highly capable cohort asked the board to consider finding ways to incorporate students of color into the gifted program rather than shut it down. So they already have worthy children of color, students of color, because we're all of color of some sort. And it said right back up here that 3.4% were black, but now that's not good enough. We need to, what they're saying here is DEI, basically. We need to incorporate black children, black students of color, or children of students of color into the gifted program. In other words, shove kids in there that maybe aren't really even gifted. Then what is the point to the school? There really isn't one, is there? The school board vice president, Chandra Hampson, slammed those parents, saying this is pretty masterful job at tokenizing a really small community of color within the existing cohort. Which, I mean, that's not... I mean, my request is that you please consider the disservice you would be doing to the minorities that are already in the HCC program, one father said at the meeting, reporting to the local newspaper, The Stranger. The program does more for black children, particularly black boys, than it does for their peers. There are 3 elementary schools, 5 middle schools, and 3 high schools are currently highly capable cohort schools, all of which will be phased out by 2027 to 2028 school year. And when it's phased out, I don't need to read on. You get the gist. It's yet again liberal ideologies destroying stuff for the people that are actually working hard. There are 3.4% of black students who, despite being stuck into crappy schools, you know, nose to the grindstone, hammered down, and still were able to make it into this school for gifted and talented. They get shit on. The Asian kids, the white kids, which is great, you know, because the left hates Asians and whites. They get shit on, but that's good. That's a good thing. They're ignoring the 3.4% black students who will also suffer now that this is taken away, just to make sure that it's the white kids and the Asian kids that suffer. And that's all it comes down to for them, is that those two suffer, and that's what they want. That is exactly what they want. So, yeah, that is the left to a T. So you heard today that New York had an earthquake, and immediately upon waking up today, I saw the shills at work. It's the end times. New York had a earthquake. We're all going to die. And in reality, it was one of probably just a little over 20 earthquakes in New York's history. It was not the end of the world, right? the fun part was is they couldn't figure out if it was a 5.5 or a 4.8. They settled on 4.8 by, I don't know, 1 o'clock-ish, noon, somewhere in there. 4.8. But what they didn't tell you was the truth. And I'm talking them at mainstream media and these people. The mainstream media's narrative was that you... this was the worst earthquake since 1884 or 1884 or something like that, which was a 5.2. This was a 4.8. Make that make sense. So how is this the worst one since 1884 when in 2011 they had a 5.8? It destroyed structures. People lived, nobody died, there were some injuries. This isn't end of the world stuff, guys. And you know, you're going to have the fundamentalists on the right, the religious just crazies that, like, I don't know what else to call them. Every single natural event that happens, it's God. I'm sorry if you're taking offense to this. It was an earthquake. They're on a fault line. Look it up. New York is on a fault line. Later in the day, Brazil had one. And I think they share the fault line, if I'm not mistaken. Also a 4.8. Earthquakes are going to happen. We are entering a polar shift. We have entered a mini ice age. We are in grand solar maximum. The sun, the moon, all of this affects the way the earth functions. The moon affects our tides. It can cause earthquakes. It can cause small to large earthquakes. But, you know, everybody stopped watching their TVs because they, you know, weren't getting commercials and, oh, we don't watch mainstream media anymore. Meanwhile, it's right out there on the internet in your face all day anyway. Both commercials and mainstream media. You scroll through Facebook, there's a commercial, you know. You scroll through YouTube, if you don't pay for premium, there's a commercial. Even some of these channels that promote things that are just, you know, talking to you about news events or whatever, they have commercials that they themselves put into there to make money for themselves. So you haven't avoided anything by coming to the internet. All you've done is kind of a liberal move where they avoid the right, and you're like, well, all mainstream media is liberal, so I got rid of my TV channels, and now I only go to the internet. You're doing the same thing the left does with ignoring Fox News, right? You got rid of a whole thing in your life to go to the internet only, and that's somehow going to make you avoid something and become smarter. Yet every time I turn around with this solar eclipse, it's nothing but propaganda from both sides. The conspiracy theorists, I'm using air quotes for those who can't see, and so on. You got people saying, oh, it's going to be a mass human sacrifice event. Okay, yeah. And what is your evidence of that? There is none. NASA's shooting rockets at the moon. NASA is the serpents and, oh, the devil and, oh, that's what they're doing. They're literally shooting rockets at the moon. It's not the first time we've done it, if I'm not mistaken. But here we are. They're going to do it on that day. And why do you think that could be? All the hype, TikTok hype and beyond. I mean, I wrote an entire article, like I said at the beginning, about this, debunking all their nonsense, and we're still here. And it's tomorrow, right? I'm going to be outside with my glasses and my camera. I'm going to try to get good shots of it, whatever. But they're trying to get people to freak out. Even the MSM is right there with these people on the right, fear-mongering. Reporting on every little jurisdiction that does something a little quirky to try to protect their citizens, right? Oh, this one activated the hazmat. Yeah, and the person that did it said, we're just working with an overabundance of caution because they understand that they're in the path of totality and that there's going to be millions of people that are most likely going to come to their area and there could be an attack. There could. We have flooded the country with actual terrorists and now we have a big event going on where millions of people in a straight line, basically through the country, are going to gather at all these points, some of which are tiny towns, right, that barely can handle their own town, let alone millions of people pouring into it. They're all filling up with millions of people. What would a terrorist look at that like? They'd be salivating at that, right? So yeah, they're having a hazmat team. It's nothing spectacular. It's a little over the top because of all the locations that this is happening in, the chance of that place being picked as the place where the terror attack plays out, probably next to none, right? if there is one. I'm not even saying there's going to be one. However, I'm not going to discredit the idea that there could be one, since Joe Biden has flooded the country with terrorists, and this is going to be a big event in the country where people collect all in one place. By the millions. And then it's, we've never before closed schools for a solar eclipse. Look it up. We did in 2017. Calm the hell down, Felicia. Then we have, they've never activated the National Guard. 2017 again. Oregon did. Because they expected millions and millions of people to pour in because they were one of the peak viewing places. They need people besides cops who were already understaffed to help direct traffic and so on. I think it was Wyoming that underestimated and wound up with one of their most historical traffic jams in the state's existence because they weren't ready. You know, it is what it is. Now people are like viewing what happened in 2017, an increase in car accidents. There was a train accident where somebody was mangled because if you recall from 2017, which that one was not going to be as dark as this one is going to be, make the environment as dark. People were getting in accidents. Because people drive like crap. And since 2017, we've had COVID. So people are extra entitled now. They thought they are extra entitled now. They got people to wear masks when they didn't need them. And they weren't really helping. They got people fired from their jobs for not getting vaccines. And they're entitled. They drive like it. People already drove like crap before COVID. Now I've noticed that people drive even worse. And it's going to be this weird kind of not night, not day darkness, right? And there's going to be something in the sky that people who are trying to get from point A to point B are going to be dumb enough to be trying to look up at and stuff, even though they shouldn't. And we're going to have accidents again. And they're expecting this fully. And can you blame them? We have accidents all the time without an event like this. So everything that all these conspiracy people are saying didn't happen before is happening, has happened in 2017. So I think you need to just kind of calm down. I think what they're trying to do, it's no shock that NASA's doing what they're doing. Anything to freak people out more, right, than they already are. Go out and buy water. NASA's going to hit the moon with rockets. You better go stimulate Joe Biden's economy that's completely failing. Go put money into the economy, like prepping for something all emergency-like, and boost his economy by injecting money into it for no freaking reason. I tell you to be safe and be prepared. You don't hear me telling you to be safe and be prepared for the eclipse, because I don't think it's going to be that big of a deal. I really don't. The fact that the MSM is pushing that it's some big deal, it's going to affect your pets and plants and so on. Dude, if the MSM is on board with spreading the propaganda, you know they're trying to do something, and I think it's stimulate the economy for Biden. I mean, think about it. It's failing. And then in a couple months from now, all the right-wingers who ran out and believe TikTok, of all places, a Chinese CCP platform where everybody literally on there that's getting money from being on there is paid by China because that's who owns it. So they're paid by the CCP. These right-wingers are getting their information on there, and I can guarantee you that some of them are going out and stimulating Biden's economy. So in a month or two from now, when you hear about how the economy has taken a nice uptick since around February, March, you can thank yourselves for that. You did that. And they're not lying this time, because you went out and you panic purchased over a natural event that's happened hundreds of times throughout our entire existence of tracking it. So there you have it, folks. I mean, just use your brain. Like, seriously, don't freak out about it. The worst that'll happen is there's going to be car accidents, right? There might be an airplane crash on a tarmac. There might be issues in the sky because, honestly, that does increase radiation, they claim. And there's going to be people up in the air where that increased radiation is. I'm not saying they're going to turn into mutants or something. I'm just saying if you're flying, you're going to be exposed to a lot of radiation. Which I guess is no big deal, considering that they do that when you break a bone and, you know, they give you radiation when you have cancer. So maybe it'll be good for you, depending on your ailment, supposedly. But anyway, not it's an eclipse, guys. We've had them. I've lived through, I don't even know, at least three to my memory, but I know it's probably more than that. Various kinds. We got solar, we got lunar. So it just don't believe the hype, guys. I mean, yeah, of course, maybe stay home and don't drive if you can help it. People are going to be nuts. They already are. And then the changed environment for, you know, couple little bit of time that the actual clip and all, you know what I'm saying? Like, just be careful. That's all you got to do. If you ran out and you stimulated Biden's economy, props to you. You are the ones we can thank for what they're about to announce in a month or two about the economy, right? It won't last long or anything. It's a temporary thing, but it's an election year. And when better than to stimulate the economy at the end of, you know, we're coming up on summer and people are going to, that'll be one of the last things they hear before they go about their vacations and their camping and their beaches, is that the economy's doing great. It's I'm just saying, they think we're all dumb, folks, and they'll try anything. But anyway, until next time, guys, that's all I got for you. So be safe, be prepared, don't freak out about the apocalyptic eclipse or whatever, and stay calm. Be prepared, and don't be a jerk about it if you can help it, and I will talk to you very, very soon.
Spirit with a sword in my side, and she wiped away out, crack my rib, wait to die. I think I know you the best when I sleep. I think I know everything.
Let me see again. Oh my God.
strained to be. God, how I feel it, fetter pride to your feet. I'm gonna leave you the first chance I get. I'm gonna leave you the first chance I get. First chance I get. I'm gonna leave you the first chance I get.